We've got a question here from Israel in the USA. He wants to know, why is urine usually yellow? Is it usually yellow in most species, just mammals? You know, it's mostly water, so why is it yellow?
The yellow colour is because of the stuff that makes your blood red. When we break down dead red blood cells, which last about 120 days, the hemoglobin, this is a protein which has got an iron atom at the centre, that protein gets broken down into something called bilirubin. And bilirubin is dumped out of the body by the liver. The liver metabolises the bilirubin a bit by adding some sugar to make it dissolve in water, puts it into bile, and your bile then gets squirted into your small intestine to help you to reabsorb fats. But the bilirubin, because it has some sugars stuck on it, becomes broken down by bacteria. And the bacteria metabolise the molecule and they turn it into something which is called urobilinogen. And urobilinogen gets reabsorbed in the further down the small intestine. And unlike bilirubin, which is not very soluble in water, urobilinogen is very soluble in water, but they're both a brown colour. So the urobilinogen goes round in your bloodstream again, but when it goes through your kidney, because it's soluble in water, it moves out through the kidney in the same way as the other things that go into urine do. And it therefore goes into your urine, and because your urine is a concentrate of plasma, you would take water back but leave the products that have got filtered behind, then it builds up in the urine and adds this brown colour, and so urine goes darker and darker and darker. And the more dehydrated you are, the less you've had to drink, the darker it is because the concentration of that's higher.
I think also there may be a bit of it that's riboflavin as well, because if you take lots of B vitamins like Barocca and things like that, because they're water soluble, if you have too many, you just wee them out. And I think riboflavin, when it's dissolved in water, is very yellow as well. So that may be part of it too.
The majority is urobilinogen. I can absolutely swear by that one. I can swear by that one. It is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Kat. We're taking all your science questions for you. And if you'd like to ask us anything, you can email the programme by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up, we'll be looking at this week's question of the week to find out whether life ever arrived on Earth from outer space.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.